Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus is soon to come, and he's coming back for a ready church without spot and without wrinkles. I tell you, it's like 4 something in the morning. I could not rest. I've been up reading my word, you know, just disturbed in my spirit by the things you see and hear, you know, every day and doing it. It's just so much. There's so much going on in this world, and people don't realize that the signs of the time and we're really running out of time, and the devil recognizes that he has but a short time. But it seems that people are still not awakened to truth. You know, it seems that, you know, the enemy has really blind the minds of many people today. But we here at the Ready Church just want to make a difference. As I said, it's about 4 something in the morning, but I couldn't rest, and I was reading and, you know, seeking God and, you know, asking God to touch this sin sick nation, because there's so much going on in this world, and I know everything getting set up for the Antichrist and the mark of the beast. And the Bible said, redeem the time, for the days are evil. And just wish you could just shake people and awaken them to truth in this last hour, because we know that the enemy, he don't love you. He come to kill, steal, and destroy your life. But thank God that the word of God said he come to give us life, and that life more abundantly. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you this morning for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. We thank you for allowing us to see another day. We thank you, blood run a woman, our vein closed in our right mind, activities of our limb. We take nothing for granted on today. We pray for our unsaved loved ones, God. We pray for the sin-sick nation. Oh, God, we pray for these leaders. Oh, my God, we pray for leaders that are leading people away and astray, oh, God, in this last hour. Going right, wrong, and wrong, right, oh, God. We plead the blood of Jesus. We pray that you would chop their trees down like you did Nebuchadnezzar, that he could see you, oh God, that he came to the knowledge of the truth and gave his life to you, oh God. We pray for these leaders, oh God. Oh God, they're misleading, misguiding people way and astray. Oh God, have mercy on this sin-sick nation. God, we pray for this nation. We pray that their hearts will turn back to truth. You said a nation that forgets God shall be cast into hell, oh God. That's your word, oh God. And we're standing on your word, oh God. And you don't want any to perish on today. And God, we pray for this nation. We pray for leaders. And not only pastors, but we pray for leaders and government and high officials and presidents and leaders and kings of the earth. We plead the blood of Jesus this morning. Lord, I pray you think through my mind and speak through my lips of clay. I pray for the listeners in this last hour that you were shaking and awakening them, oh God, to truth, and that they will run and cry and say, what must I do to be saved before time is too late? In Jesus' name we pray. Devil defeated. God is exalted. Holy Spirit is present. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. I tell you, I was looking at a lot of stuff and today and reminiscing back over how the church was compared to what it is today and how the enemy has come in like a flood. The Bible says when the enemy comes in like a flood, God will raise up a standard against the hands of the enemy. And I was thinking back and I said, God, over the years, you know, a lot of things have been brought in the house that you're not pleased with. And I was looking at this young man named Manasseh. And it's Manasseh Jordan. He's Bernard Jordan's son. And I was thinking back and I said, Lord, I remember, you know, years ago, they were having like 666 conference. And I was like, what in the world? And then they, he had like, was having like conferences with Money Tree. And people was, you know, giving out money, putting money on trees and throwing money. And I said, oh, my God. And I just was thinking back of all the things that the enemy has brought into the house of God to deceive many. And I said, Lord, 30, 40, 50 years ago, it was not this way. And your word say you still the same. And I stand on your word. You said, let us contend for the faith that was once given to the saints. And I'm standing on your promises, God. And I was just like, you know, reminiscing over the different things that was brought in the house of God. You know, hip-hop. And then it turned into holy hip-hop. Trying to make hip-hop holy, you know, to make it sound cute so the church would receive it. And they did. You know, gospel rappers and, oh, my God, rapping in the church and, you know, dancing in the church. And, oh, my God, a young man that I ministered to during the weekdays, he was telling me I went to a service on this past week. And he said, I don't know what in the world is going on with the church. He said a young man, where they were rapping, and I told him, I don't know how the word he even stood it. I couldn't have stayed in there. He said that he was rapping. Young man had on a bunch of gold, like fake gold, and had on some big glasses, and the glasses had lights in it. So they were, the glasses light up. And said, then he had a hood on his head and stuff. And he said, I just don't know what's going on with the church. I said, the enemy has crept in and deceived many that brought in everything into the house of God, you know, to pervert God's house. And I said, we as a body of Christ, we got to stand for truth, stand for righteousness in this last hour. So many are falling by the wayside. Ask the Lord to help you to stand. So back to, I was thinking about Manasseh's son and the stuff that he be doing. And I said, Lord, this is not you. A lot of these leaders are using witchcraft in the church. You know, casting spells and, you know, and stuff on people, and people don't even know. The Bible says, who has bewitched you, O foolish Galatians? There's a spirit of bewitchery in all across America today, not only in the church, but outside the church. A spirit of manipulation and domination and control. That's what witchcraft is, you know. Rebellion against God's word. And the Bible says the spirit of rebellion is as the form of witchcraft. And that's what we're seeing. And people don't understand that names have meaning. So I was studying in 2 Kings about Manasseh. And it says that Manasseh was 12 years old. This is Manasseh. This is 2 Kings. Chapter 22, 21, it said Manasseh was a 12-year-old when he began to reign. He reigned for 55 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Happy. and he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, after the abomination of the heathen whom the Lord cast out before the children of Israel. It said, for he built up again the high places which Hezekiah his father had destroyed, and he reared up altars for Baal. And that's what we're seeing today in our churches and in America. You know, the spirit of Baal, you know, like the Tower of Baal. The men was trying to rebuild the Tower of Babel, which means confusion. That's what we see in the world today, a bunch of chaos and confusion everywhere. Chaos and confusion in your home, chaos and confusion on your job, just chaos and confusion all in this nation. And I heard the leaders of this nation, the president, Bush, has said, you know, order out of chaos. You can't get order out of chaos. All you get is more chaos and destruction. But the Bible is saying here, it said, and made a grove as did Ahab, king of Israel, and worshiped all the hosts of the heaven and served them. And he built an altar in the house of the Lord. That's what you're saying today. They built an altar in the house of God that offered the altar of Baal. It said, and they put, he said, and which the Lord said in Jerusalem, will I put my name, the two courts of the house of the Lord. And he made his son pass through the fire and observe time and use enchantment and dealt with familiar spirits and wizards and wrought much wickedness in the sight of the Lord and provoked him to anger. And he set up graven images of the grove that he had made in the house of the Lord, which the Lord said to David by Solomon, his son, in his house and in Jerusalem. It said, which I had chosen out of the tribes of Israel, will I put my name forever. This is where the Lord's name was supposed to be. But these men are lifting themselves up. They think they are God. These leaders today, these pastors, like you hear them say, they little gods. We are God. If we're God, we won't need God. Y'all need to wake up. You're being deceived by many. It said, neither will I make the feet of Israel move anymore out of the land which I gave their father only, if they would observe to do according to all that I have commanded and according to all the laws that may my servant Moses commanded them. Verse 9 said, but they hearken not, and Manasseh seduced them to do more evil than they did the nations whom the Lord destroyed before the children of Israel. That was the Amorites. They was ones that before before Manasseh. It said, and the Lord spake by his servants the prophet, saying, because Manasseh, king of Judah, had done these abominations, things that God hates. And he hates the stuff that he sees in the house of God. We know he do. God is displeased with the stuff that's taking place in the house of God. It's not him. The Bible said that the spirit of the Lord has departed, have left. The spirit of Ichabod is on the doorposts of the houses of God. He said, and they have done wickedly, above all that the Amorites did. There you go right there, which were before him, and has made Judah also to sin with their idols. Oh my God, do you not see the church today? Do you not see the church today? Idols. Idol worship in God's house. Man is being lifted up. Oh, my God. The word of God. You're not seeing people being healed, saved, and set free. It said, Therefore, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, behold, I am bringing such evil upon Jerusalem and Judah that whosoever heareth of this, of it, both his ears shall tingle. Oh my God, there's so much going on in this wicked, evil world. Things are now turned upside down, inside out. Oh my God. And then verse 14 say, and I will forsaken the remnant of my inheritance and deliver them into the hands of their enemy, and they shall become a prey and a spoiler to all those enemies. It said, because they have done that which was evil in my sight. This is the Lord talking. They've done evil. These people doing evil in the house of God. It said, and delivered them into the hands of their enemy, and they shall become a prey and spoil to all those enemies, because they that done that which was evil in my sight and has provoked me to anger since the day the Father came up out of Egypt, even also this day. Moreover, Manasseh shed the innocent blood. Manasseh, they said, was one of the wickedest kings in the whole Bible. He was the wickedest king in the Old Testament. And it said that he provoked me to anger since the day the Lord came forth out of Egypt, even until this day. Moreover, Manasseh shed innocent blood. He murdered people. He had people murdered. It said very, very much till he had left Jerusalem from one end to another, other side, besides his sins, wherewith he made Judah to sin and going and doing that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. Oh my God. Oh my God. And as you continue to read the story, you know, as I say, it's like 4 something in the morning. But if you read the story, Manasseh was one of the wickedest kings in the Old Testament. And that's what we're seeing today. These rulers are wicked. They're doing in and everything in God's house. Everything but what's supposed to be done in his house. Praise, worship, deliverance, send the captives free. People that are yoked up, bound up, tied up, want to be free and don't know how to be free, except for you preach the word of God to them. They say, how can they hear without a preacher? But if the preacher's not preaching the word of God, then people won't be set free. Amen? You know? But as I said, Manasseh, he was one of the wickedest kings, they said, in Judah, in the Old Testament. They say he was cruel. And we just read that he was, you know, had people murdered from one end to the other end of the city. Oh, yeah. And they say he worshiped idols. He turned against God. God worship. He wouldn't listen. And these preachers today not listening. They're not listening to God. You're not listening to him. Every kind of pagan deity that Manasseh could worship, he was doing it. And that's what these people are doing. They perverted. Manasseh was perverted. They say he was perverted. And he devoted himself to witchcraft and murdering. He even sacrificed his own son. People sacrificing their children for things, for a house, for a car, for money, for name and fame. Is it worth it? Sacrifice your child for things I've seen and heard of a lot of people that sacrificing their children for things. What would you give in exchange for your soul? Is anything worth your soul this morning? No, nothing and nobody's worth your soul. I tell you, yeah, it's people just like Manasseh today. And they said that Aleister Crowley, you can look it up, Aleister Crowley was one of the wickedest men that ever lived. He wasn't professing to be a Christian or anything, but he was one of the wickedest men that lived. But the Bible said that Manasseh was the wickedest king there was that lived in the Old Testament. And I said, when I listened to this young man and I look at him on YouTube, I said, oh my God, his parents don't know what they were doing. Because, you know, he got that same spirit. He's using witchcraft over the church. Yeah. He even get up there and try to act like Michael Jackson, dancing, and oh my God. People are so deceived and blind today. Today there ain't no truth when you see it. You can't recognize the enemies working through people because you're not reading your word and sticking to the word of God like you should. Everything is going down but the word of God. The word of God is the only place you have a hiding place. The only weight, the only place you have deliverance is in the word of God. It said Jesus is the way. He's the only way. He's the truth and he's the life. You know, and as you continue to read the story about Manasseh, you will find out that he was sent to Babylon on death row. You know? Mm-hmm. Because of all the murdering and stuff. But you know, as you continue to read the story, even when you've done things, you know, and it looked like there's no hope, there's still hope. But just like Nebuchadnezzar, you know, he was wicked too. He wanted control, you know, Babylon. He wanted control and everything. He lost his mind for 7 years. But he came to himself. The Bible said, read the story. He came to himself. And so did Manasseh. He came to himself. He did all this wicked stuff. But he was on death row in Babylon. You know, but while he was in there, you know, the Bible tells us that he prayed for help. He prayed to God. Yeah, it's never too late. He prayed to God and asked God for forgiveness. So no matter what you've done, you may be on death row. God will forgive you. He will forgive you. You need to read the Bible, read the stories. They were people's lives how God delivered them and brought them out. When you feel like there's no hope, you find out there is hope. Yes, God had mercy on him. And mercy on Manasseh. If you continue to read the story, yes, and, you know, and judgment had fell on him, but hey, and he was bound with chains, that's what the Bible said, was taken away to Babylon, but that wasn't the end, that wasn't the end of his story, you know, while he was a wicked king and was in confinement in that dungeon, and everything, you know what he did? He talked to God. He had time to think about what he had done. And he began to pray. Yeah. He deserved hell. You know? We've done wrong. We deserve hell. But grace and God's mercy stepped in. He cried out. And God forgave him. And I'm telling you this morning, he will forgive you. No matter what sin you're in or what sin you've been in, he will deliver you today. Oh, yes. This word this morning is a warning to us. You know? It's a warning to us. It's never too late. And while you can call on the name of Jesus, you need to call on him. And he promised he will save you. He will heal you. He will deliver you. He will set you free. And he whom the Son set free, the Son of God set free, is free indeed. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And I said, oh, this was, because I was reading it. That's why I'm up right now. The story was just so good. And then, you know, I read it in 2 Kings chapter 21. But then the word always confirmed the word. Then I went over to 2 Chronicles. Hold up, 2 Chronicles. I think 33. 2 Chronicles. Chapter 33. Read it. Read God's word. It'll be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. For we hear some Manasseh was 12 years old, just like David, and he reigned for 55 years. It said, but he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, and like unto abominations of the heathen, whom the Lord had casted out before the children of Israel. For he built again the high places which Hezekiah his father had broken down. And he reared up altars of Baal and made groves and worshiped all the hosts of heaven and served them. Not served God, but these people are serving themselves. They're serving themselves. They're doing whatever they want to do. All in the name of Jesus. The Bible said, and that he built altars in the house of the Lord, where the Lord has said, now this is what the Lord has said, that in Jerusalem shall my name be. Not their name, not Jake's name, not Kenneth Copeland, not all these leaders, Creflo Dollar, all these people, not their name, but his name. What's going on? Let's see, and he built altars, all the hosts of the heaven, and two courts of the house of the Lord. I'm kind of whispering because I don't want to disturb nobody, you know, but I just want to get this word out. It said he caused the children to pass through the fire, sacrificing. People sacrificing their loved ones. Some sacrifice their mama, their children. Some of these children is being missing. Some of these people, parents know, sometimes they want to make it up, you know, in this world. You know, you want to be a singer. You want to be a rapper. I mean, people just sacrifice some loved ones for things and people and places. Want to arrive. Want to be somebody great. I listen to Steve Harvey, how he blasphemed the word of God and the people of God. And Jake has a lot to do with that because he brought him on that woman that was loose. You know, same thing with Tyler Perry. Got the church away from listening to the word of God. And it's time to laugh now. So now the devil's laughing at y'all. He's laughing at everybody. Everybody in the church, stop praying. Stop seeking God. Start relaxing. And start sitting back laughing at these jokes that was not funny. This man putting on a dress and acting like a woman, talking about what his aunt said, and walking around with a gun. All this stuff was brought in the house of God. God was not pleased. Not pleased. The Bible went on to say, he said also he observed time and used enchantment. And that's what they did to y'all. Put a spell on y'all that you took you away from the word of God and brought in entertainment. People just want to be entertained with movies and all this stuff. And a lot of times in movies, they're showing you, the elite already showing you what's going to take place. you know?
And used witchcraft and dealt with familiar spirits and with wizards and wrought much evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. And he set a carved images, and that's what they're doing with these AI. These man with technology making all these robots, and then even talking about making babies so that people can have artificial babies. Oh, we living in such an evil time. Man wants to be God. He got so much knowledge now that he think he's God. Don't need God if you think you God. And the Bible says, carving images and idols, which he has made in the house of God, and they have Sunday's best, you know. And you, what you're doing is you're comparing people with people, you know what I'm saying? Who can sing the best, who, you know, all this stuff is not God. He wouldn't have us to do that. It don't glorify him. It glorifies man. It lifts up man. You begin to worship and lift up one another. Celebrities here and celebrities there. Now the church got a bunch of celebrities. Where's God at? Where's he being lifted up? Where's his name at? Where's his glory going? To man and not to God. Book sales and tape sales. Everything but God and his house. It's sad. And we're running out of time. It's getting late. Getting late in the evening. Sun going down. Better get right while we may have time. You know, where you going to run? Or who you going to run to? Jesus is your only hope, y'all. Let me just skip down because it is getting late. I do have, probably have a couple hours of sleep before I get up and to my grandson. But anyway. Down here, verse 11, let me get to the part where Manasseh did get a change. It said, therefore the Lord brought unto them the captains of the host of the king of Assyria, which took Manasseh among the thorns and bound him with feathers. That's when he was chained up and carried him to Babylon. This is where he was right to the Lord. You got to talk to you, get you alone. And when he was in affliction, and he besought the Lord his God, and humbled himself greatly before the God of his father, and prayed unto him, and he was entreated with of him, and heard his supplication. The Lord heard him, and brought him again into Jerusalem to his kingdom. And then Manasseh knew that the Lord thy God was God. Whatever it takes today for you to know that God is God, read the word of God. It will comfort you. It will deliver you. Yeah, read the word for yourself. I tell you, I was looking back and I said, Lord, there's so much stuff that's been brought in your house that's not right. Even the new church. Y'all look this stuff up. There was a new church in Virginia. The preacher standing up at a pulpit with no clothes on. You know the church going crazy. This is not God. It's not God's house. Ed Young, he was up there cussing. And then some, oops, did y'all think that? Y'all think I made a mistake? He said, no, I didn't. I meant to say that. There's so much stuff. He had a baby doll conference. High heel conference. Come on, y'all. All this stuff in God's house. What is his name? Todd Bentley. He came from, I don't know, some other country or something like that. But he was down in Florida. And people was running down there to him.
This man kicking people in their face, knocking people tooth out of their mouth, talking about it's God. And people running to listen to these people thinking it's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit don't act like that. He won't kick you in your stomach and do all this crazy stuff that these people doing. It's not the Holy Spirit. It's a demonic spirit. It's the devil's behind this. New church, tattoo church, club church. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. What's going on? This is not God. It's not God. We need to wake up. We here to Ready Church just want to help you. Look this stuff up. New church. Look it up. Superman. Superman. Oh, my God. They had a Superman conference. Oh, my God. Like, I think it was like 12 men. And people saying, oh, that was a great conference. And then right behind the Superman movie, and people standing in a pulpit with a Superman suit on. Got the hula hoop pastor's wife. What in the world? Hula hooping in the church. Come on, y'all. Jesus is soon to come. If y'all don't see these signs, you got to be blind. And that's what you are. The Bible said that the devil has blinded the mind. But God will take the scales off of your mind and off of your eyes so you can see. You know, and as I said a few days ago, people used to say you sleep with one eye open, one eye closed. No, you better keep both eyes open and don't go back to sleep. For Jesus is soon to come. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank and praise you for this day. Thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. We pray on today, God, that we said a word that will get people to thinking, oh God, and that they will seek you, God, seek your face while they have time. Oh, God, and turn from their wicked ways. God, pull the scales off their eyes so that they will be able to see truth. And this last hour, where you said many shall be deceived, and that the very elect would be deceived if it were possible. So, God, we pray for those that are lost today, those that don't know which way to turn, those that the enemy is trying to kill, steal, destroy their lives. We plead the blood of Jesus over you today. Try Jesus. Turn to him before it's too late. Try Jesus. We're running out of time. We here at the Ready Church just want to be a blessing to you. Get ready to sign off now. I think it's almost 5 o'clock in the morning. Been up all night. But to God be the glory for the great things he's done. And what he's going to do as we continue to walk by faith and not by sight, trusting only in his holy word. God bless you. Ready Church, be blessed. We love you over here. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.